Today is the 21st day of June. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. Welcome back to the Global Campfire. Here we are, bringing another week in for a landing. We have done it. We looked out over it at the beginning of the week, and here we are. Now we're looking back and reflecting upon it. And it is about to become a part of the past, a part of our history, because it's only forward that we get to go. I have a tendency to try to live back there sometimes, lots of times. But there is no going back. What's done is done, and there's only forward to go. Which, in part, is why we try to look out over it at the beginning, so that we end it with no regrets. But, alas, here we are at the end of a week. Waxing philosophical here for a second. So, we're at the end of a week. We're moving into a new book. We finished the book of 1 Kings yesterday. So we're beginning 2 Kings today. And there isn't really much for us to talk about because 1 and 2 Kings, actually all the books of the Kings, 1 2 Samuel, 1 2 Kings were all one manuscript. But so 1 and 2 Kings were one manuscript. They have been broken apart for ease of use. So we're just picking up where we left off and continuing forward. Elijah, at this point, is the prophet. And we are tracking the kings of Israel and the kings of Judah. Now that the kingdoms have split into two different nations. So let's jump in. 2 Kings, chapters 1 and 2 today. After Ahab died, Moab rebelled against Israel. During the rebellion, King Ahaziah fell through a window lattice in his upstairs room in Samaria and injured himself. So he sent messengers to Ekron. He had told them, "Go ask Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, if I will recover from this injury." Then the angel of the Lord said to Elijah from Tishbe, "Meet the messengers of the king of Samaria and ask them, 'Do you seek advice from Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, because you think there is no god in Israel?' This is what the Lord says: you will not get up from the bed you are lying on. Instead, you will die there." Then Elijah left. When the messengers returned, the king asked them, "Why have you come back so soon?" They told him that a man came to meet them and said to them, "Go back to the king who sent you. Tell him this is what the Lord says: do you send messengers to seek advice from Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, because you think there is no god in Israel? You will not get up from the bed you are lying on. Instead, you will die there." The king asked them, "What was the man who told you this like?" And they replied, "He was hairy and had a leather belt around his waist." "That's Elijah from Tishbe," the king answered. The king sent an army officer with 50 men to Elijah. When the officer found Elijah sitting on top of a hill, he told Elijah, "Man of God, the king says, come down." Elijah answered the officer, "If I'm a man of God, fire will come from heaven and burn up you and your 50 men." Then fire came from heaven and burned up the officer and his 50 men. The king sent another officer with 50 men to Elijah. The officer said, "Man of God, this is what the king says. Come here right away." Elijah answered the officer, "If I'm a man of God, fire will come from heaven and burn up you and your 50 men." Then God's fire came from heaven and burned up the officer and his 50 men. The king sent a third officer with 50 men. The officer of the third group went up the hill and knelt in front of Elijah. The officer begged him, "Man of God, please. please treat my life and the lives of these 50 servants of yours as something precious. Fire has come from heaven and burned up the first two officers and their 100 men. But treat my life as something precious. The angel of the Lord told Elijah, go with him. Don't be afraid of him. So Elijah got up and went with him to the king. Elijah told the king, this is what the Lord says. You sent messengers to seek advice from Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron. Is this because you think there is no God in Israel whose word you can seek? You will not get up from the bed you are lying on. Instead, you will die there. So, Ahaziah died, as the Lord had predicted through Elijah. Joram succeeded him as king because Ahaziah had no son. Isn't everything else about Ahaziah, the things he did, written in the official records of the kings of Israel? When the Lord was going to take Elijah to heaven in a windstorm, Elijah and Elisha left Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, please stay here because the Lord is sending me to Bethel. Elisha answered, I solemnly swear, as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not abandon you. So they went to Bethel. Some of the disciples of the prophets at Bethel came to Elisha. They asked him, do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today? He answered, yes, I know. Be quiet. Elijah said, Elisha, please stay here because the Lord is sending me to Jericho. Elisha answered, I solemnly swear as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not abandon you. So they went to Jericho. And some of the disciples of the prophets who were in Jericho approached Elisha. They asked, do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today? He answered, yes, I know. Be quiet. Elijah said to Elisha, please stay here because the Lord is sending me to the Jordan River. Elisha answered, I solemnly swear as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not abandon you. 50 disciples of the prophets stood at a distance as Elijah and Elisha stood by the Jordan River. Elijah took his coat, rolled it up, and struck the water with it. The water divided to their left and their right, and the two men crossed the river on dry ground. While they were crossing, Elijah asked Elisha, what should I do for you before I'm taken from you? Elisha answered, let me inherit a double share of your spirit. Elijah said, you have asked for something difficult. If you see me taken from you, it will be yours. Otherwise, it will not. As they continued walking and talking, a fiery chariot with fiery horses separated the two of them, and Elijah went to heaven in a windstorm. When Elisha saw this, he cried out, Master, Master, Israel's chariot and horses. When he couldn't see Elijah anymore, he grabbed his own garment and tore it in two to show his grief. Then he picked up Elijah's coat, which had fallen off Elijah, went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan River. He took the coat and struck the water with it. He asked, where is the Lord God of Elijah? As he struck the water, it divided to his left and his right, and Elisha crossed the river. The disciples of the prophets who were at Jericho saw him from a distance. They said, Elijah's spirit rests on Elisha. Then they went to meet him and bowed in front of him with their faces touching the ground. They said to him, there are 50 strong men here with us. Please let them go and search for your master. Maybe the Lord's spirit lifted him up and dropped him on one of the hills or in one of the valleys. Elisha answered, don't send them to look. But the disciples kept urging him to send the men until he was embarrassed. So he said, send them. They sent 50 men who searched for 3 days without finding him. They returned to Elisha in Jericho, where he was waiting. He said, "Didn't I tell you not to go?" The people of the city of Jericho told Elisha, "This city's location is as good as you will ever find, but the water is bad, and the land cannot grow crops." Elisha said, "Bring me a new jar and put salt in it." They brought it to him. He went to the spring and threw the salt into it. Then he said, "This is what the Lord says. I have purified this water. No more deaths or crop failures will come from this water." To this day, the water is still pure, as Elisha had said. From there, he went to Bethel. As he walked along the road, some boys came out of the city and mocked him. They said, "Go away, Baldy. Go away." Looking back, he saw them and cursed them in the Lord's name. Two bears came out of the woods and tore 42 of these youths apart. He left that place, went to Mount Carmel, and returned to Samaria. Acts 13:42-14:7. As Paul and Barnabas were leaving the synagogue, the people invited them to speak on the same subject, the next day of rest, a holy day. When the meeting of the synagogue broke up, many Jews and converts to Judaism followed Paul and Barnabas. Paul and Barnabas talked with them and were persuading them to continue trusting God's good will. On the next day of rest, a holy day, almost the whole city gathered to hear the Lord's word. When the Jews saw the crowds, they became very jealous. They used insulting language to contradict whatever Paul said. Paul and Barnabas told them boldly, "We had to speak God's word to you first. Since you reject the word and consider yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, we are now going to turn to people of other nations. The Lord gave us the following order. I have made you a light for the nations, so that you would save people all over the world." The people who were not Jews were pleased with what they heard and praised the Lord's word. Everyone who had been prepared for everlasting life believed. The word of the Lord spread throughout the whole region, but Jews stirred up devout women of high social standing and the officials of the city. These people started to persecute Paul and Barnabas and threw them out of their territory. In protest against these people, Paul and Barnabas shook the dust off their feet and went to the city of Iconium. Meanwhile, the disciples in Antioch continued to be full of joy and the Holy Spirit. The same thing happened in the city of Iconium. Paul and Barnabas went into the synagogue and spoke in such a way that a large crowd of Jews and Greeks believed. But the Jews who refused to believe stirred up some people who were not Jewish and poisoned their minds against the believers. Paul and Barnabas stayed in the city of Iconium for a long time. They spoke boldly about the Lord, who confirmed their message about his goodwill by having them perform miracles and do amazing things. But the people of Iconium were divided. Some were for the Jews, while others were for the apostles. In the meantime, Paul and Barnabas found out that the non-Jewish people and the Jewish people with their rulers planned to attack them and stone them to death. So they escaped to Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and to the surrounding territory. They spread the good news there. Psalm 139. For the choir director, a psalm by David. O Lord, you have examined me, and you know me. You alone know when I sit down and when I get up. You read my thoughts from far away. You watch me when I travel and when I rest. You are familiar with all my ways. Even before there is a single word on my tongue, you know all about it, Lord. You are all around me, in front of me and in back of me. You lay your hand on me. Such knowledge is beyond my grasp. It is so high I cannot reach it. Where can I go to get away from your spirit? Where can I run to get away from you? If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, you are there. If I climb upward on the rays of the morning sun, or land on the most distant shore of the sea where the sun sets, even there, your hand would guide me, and your right hand would hold on to me. If I say, let the darkness hide me and let the light around me turn into night, even the darkness is not too dark for you. Night is as bright as day. Darkness and light are the same to you. You alone created my inner being. You knitted me together inside my mother. I will give thanks to you because I have been so amazingly and miraculously made. Your works are miraculous, and my soul is fully aware of this. My bones were not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, when I was being skillfully woven in an underground workshop. Your eyes saw me when I was still an unborn child. Every day of my life was recorded in your book before one of them had taken place. How precious are your thoughts concerning me, O God. How vast in number they are. If I try to count them, there would be more of them than there are grains of sand. When I wake up, I am still with you. I wish that you would kill wicked people, O God, and that bloodthirsty people would leave me alone. They say wicked things about you. Your enemies misuse your name. Shouldn't I hate those who hate you, O Lord? Shouldn't I be disgusted with those who attack you? I hate them with all my heart. They have become my enemies. Examine me, O God, and know my mind. Test me and know my thoughts. See whether I am on an evil path, then lead me on the everlasting path. Proverbs 17:19-21. Whoever loves sin loves a quarrel. Whoever builds his city gate high invites destruction. A twisted mind never finds happiness, and one with a devious tongue repeatedly gets into trouble. The parent of a fool has grief, and the father of a godless fool has no joy. Father, we thank you for your word and another week. And so we first express gratitude. Thank you. Thank you for bringing us this far and that we're here. Even if it feels really heavy, even if it feels really light, thank you for bringing us here, getting us here to this point in our lives, in human history, in all that you've created and letting us be here. And thank you for your word and for all that it does to just to open our hearts if we're willing, and reveals us to ourselves, which is such a hard thing. We can observe all kinds of things in all kinds of other people and in the world, and we can create our opinions and convictions and judgments, but to actually have a mirror that reflects back upon us and makes us look at ourselves. That's a lot of work. And your word does that work if we will open our hearts. And that is how transformation happens. So we thank you for your word. And we thank you for the territory that we're moving into in 2 Kings now, transitioning into another prophetic voice, the voice of Elisha. We ask that you would continue to lead us into all truth. And we release this week to you. It becomes a part of the story, the history of our time here. And we look forward to walking a path that is safe and that is true as you, Spirit of Truth, lead and guide us, and as we trust you and walk it. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. You know that. The Daily Audio Bible app is home base. You probably know that too. But if this is your first day, and it's a first day for somebody every day, then be aware of that. There is the website. There is the app. Get connected. Stay connected. In a deeper way to the journey that we are on. Check out the Daily Audio Bible shop if you haven't. There are resources there that have been developed over the years for the journey that we are on in the community that we have. And this is quite a community, a unique community, unlike any community I've ever seen before, where we really, I mean, it's not perfect, but quite a non-judgmental community where we understand that everybody is struggling, everybody. And that we can just be kind of here for each other and take the journey forward. And so, yeah, check out the resources that are in the shop. They are there for taking the journey forward. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, and thank you beyond words, that is why we're here, how we're here. We would not be here. There wouldn't be no global campfire to keep burning if we didn't throw twigs and sticks and logs and trees into it and keep it burning bright and cozy for all of us to gather around. And so thank you humbly, deeply, profoundly for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good morning, family. This is Tiffany from New Orleans. It's been a minute since I've been on here. At least it feels like it anyway. Today is June 17th, and it is early in the morning. Well, early for me. I just was thinking, y'all, in my prayer time, I've recently had some dental work done, and my total came up to like $700, and my insurance pays half, so I only had to pay $350. But I was just thinking, God, like, God, you're so good. You know, I thank you that I have a job and the ability to pay. Father God, it wasn't a concern or worry, like, man, I gotta pay $350 for my dental work. I was just thankful, like, God, you're so good to me, you know? And I was reminded how the scripture says, in all things give thanks, for that is the will of God. And I'm like, wow, God, you know, I'm just grateful. I don't even know how else to put it, but that I'm just grateful, Lord, for everything. You know, the good, the bad, the ugly, Father God, like, everything. everything that you have allowed or have not allowed, God, the things you have given me, the things you have taken away, Father God, the unanswered prayers, Lord Jesus, I am just so grateful that you are so wise, so loving, and so kind that you would even allow me into the kingdom. Family, I love you. And I just wanted to share that God is just good. Like, he's good even when things are not good. You know, we just take a look back over our life and see the dangers that he kept us from. Oh, God, I praise your name, Jesus. Lord God, the things that he blocked. Father God, I thank you for keeping me, Lord. I thank you for keeping my mind. 13 years in prison, Lord God, I thank you for keeping my mind, oh, God. Father, we serve a mighty God, a majestic God. Family, I love you, and I just wanted to come over here and just bless the Lord, oh God. He is good. Have a blessed day. I love you.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Angel in Training in Lexington, Kentucky. And I just want to say to Brian, it was said by D.L. Moody, I believe, that the world had not yet seen what could be done by a man who was truly committed to the Lord. And I'm probably butchering that that quote, but I do want to say that I think we do see what the Lord can do with a truly committed heart and soul, such as in you. Your song, Love Will Not Care, is incredible. Your wonderful true heart and vocals were very moving, and I just want you to know how greatly you are appreciated, not just you, of course, but Jill, China, Ezekiel, the entire crew that helps you. Everything that you do for the Lord, I and I'm sure all the DAB just say thank you and we love you. Have a good day.
Hi, this is Marianne from Big Bear, formerly from Carlsbad. And I'm calling in today to ask for prayer for my younger brother, John Paul, who lives in North Dakota. I just talked to him yesterday for Father's Day. Today's the 16th of June. And he told me he's having surgery on his back on the 19th of June, which is Thursday. He's been in construction all his life, had his own company, and he's done some damage to his back over the years, carrying logs and stuff. And he's got four discs in the back that are causing him massive pain. And the doctor's going to work on the two bottom ones and fuse them together. And the surgery's on Thursday. I'm guessing it's going to be in the morning. But I'd like the Daily Audio Bible Prayer Warriors to put John Paul from North Dakota on your list. And please cover him with a blanket of prayers. Guide the surgeon's hands during the surgery. And we're hoping for a full and complete recovery. He's been in terrible pain for the last, he told me yesterday, 15 years. And it's just become unbearable. So he's not a guy that complains. So for him to do this is a big step. So please, please pray for my brother, John Paul. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Blessed day and evening to you, my beautiful Dab fam. It's Asia calling from the City of Angels. It is June 17th, and I'm calling to lift up some of our Dabbers, beloved by the beach. Called to give us a little report regarding Emma. She's doing better. She's making some steps and some changes, and so we just want to lift her up and go to our beautiful throne of grace of our Lord God. Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy beautiful name, God of gods, Lord of lords, Lord of mercies, God of heaven's armies, El Shaddai, El Elyon, the Most High. Father, we love you and we proclaim you, the one and only God. We are your people. the sheep of your pasture, the people of your hand, Father God, and we are grateful to be these people. Lord, we are lifting up Emma to you over in Florida. Father God, a young woman, Lord, that we just pray, Father, your hand guiding her and leading her in her life. Father, that she may know who her creator is, and that she is created in love, to be loved and proclaim love and to love herself, Father God, and to love others as she loves herself. Father, may she venture out into the world full of curiosity and just desire to connect with people, and may she trust you that you will keep her safe and that you will lead and guide her as she gets a job, and that you will just do wonderful things in her life, Father God. We pray also for her father, that he may also get a great vocation as well, Lord, and that this family, that they just may proclaim you and your glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.